Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is your girl, Sunita Shannon, and it's Freedom Fridays. Yes, yes, yes. I'm coming to you all the way from the other side of the planet, but of course, I'm homegrown right there from the USA. Tonight, I just wanted to introduce myself and let you guys know that beginning every Friday morning, you can look forward to Freedom Fridays, courtesy of Miss Ezrich. Yes, Miss Ezrich. Thank you so much for this opportunity to come onto Blog Talk Radio. And you know that our show is sponsored by CRS Radio. Yes, the Jamaican music in the background and everything is very calming. The bliss of all of this. So thank you, Ev. Let's get right into it. How are you? Is the corona getting to you? Well, over here, I live in the Middle East. I left the United States in 2015 to begin an opportunity to teach abroad and make the tax-free money. In February, around middle of February, I woke up to the news saying that there were three people in the country that had the coronavirus. 2 days later, that number went to 43. My concern has always been for my brothers and sisters back home. So today, we're going to actually look at what it looks like for me to be in self-quarantine since middle of February. And today's date is Friday the 13th. And you can see that all over the globe, a lot of people are just waking up to what I've been living. Yes, it has been not quite chaos, but just to know that I've been prepared for such a time as this has been a calling to reach out to everyone on the planet. Are you ready for this time? Are you able to look at your bank account, look at your refrigerator, your pantry, and say that you are prepared? On yesterday, I was working in my virtual classroom, lay down and took a nap, and woke up to a series of emails saying, effective immediately, all grocery stores, shopping centers, malls, cinemas, private medical practices, banks, and government agencies are completely closed for the remainder of the month. That brought me to the notion of being proactive versus reactive. When I stepped out into the streets, I was going to walk over to the local grocery store. An Egyptian man stopped me and said, "Sister, there is no need." I noticed the panic all around me as people ran to the grocery stores and they were empty. But rest assured, the government sent out a proclamation by sunset saying that we were not literally in a food desert and we would not run out of food. I have not seen my students since mid-February. I would not be able to make any financial transactions. And had I not been prepared based on just the upbringing of coming from sharecroppers and people who grew their food, I couldn't fathom being in the midst of the panic. So right now I'm sitting on a dozen cucumbers and oranges and so much abundance of just juicing and looking at all of the medical things that we're facing and knowing that the natural foods that I have are the best at times like this. Queen Afua is stated as saying, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. Think about it. What items do you already have at home that grandma used for healing? These are the essential things in times like this. There's nothing outside the home that we should be looking at. Not 45, lean not into your own understanding, but just really look within. So a few things that I have that I would recommend people, just look around. If you have black seed oil, begin to take a teaspoon daily for one of the most effective quotes about how amazing this thing is they will tell you it cures everything but death. Also, check out your first aid kit. Make sure that you have a whole different type of first aid kit. Let's get 2020 style. Hydration. Your first aid kit should always consider water, clean water. That's very important in times like this. For those of you who can afford the alkaline water machines, that's wonderful. But for others, lemon and lime are strategic go-tos when you're just trying to have the cleanest water. When you get an opportunity to see it on sale, grab a bunch of them, put them in. I have that little thing that you squeeze your orange juice out of. Go ahead and take all of the juice naturally, place them inside the freezer. One thing that I like to use is those little cute little ash ice trays that are shaped like stars, and some of them are, you know, just various shapes. And I began to put the extract so that it will be easier to go to in the morning when you want to have tea, or later on when you want to have a green smoothie. By just going into the freezer, grabbing one of these, keep in mind the daily recommended dose of lemons are about 2 lemons. So when you just look around your home, you have a whole brand new way of thinking about what your first aid kit is. Next topic, banking. When I thought about how blessed that I truly am to live in a country where I'm working tax-free, I'm able to get salary beforehand because of what's going on. The CEO of the school where I'm working at decided to make sure they take care of us. So my question is, are you financially prepared for times like this? A lot of times people have invested and put all of their eggs in one basket. And as we looked at the stock market in the past week, things are starting to plummet. But there is no woe is me party going on because a diversified portfolio that's consisting of things like oil, copper, these are the things that strategically we're going to be set up for success. Earlier today, I watched news from all over the world. And they are talking about how it will financially impact people in their jobs. Are you prepared? My concern is for so many single mothers, single parent households, where strategically they are the breadwinners. They have to go out and work. My question truly is, when they shut the schools down in America the way they have over here, who will watch our children? When the daycare centers are closed because people are acknowledging that, hey, all kids and babies, just common thing to put their hands in their face and their mouth, and that they need to shut these daycare centers and schools down. But the mothers are working jobs like Walmart that still has a consumer rate that won't allow them to not work. I noticed in the news around the world, people are actually canceling mortgages for this month. My question when I look at back home is, how will people deal with it when every day, typically, I've been there living check to check. There were rumors that food stamps was going to be cut, and 45 came out today on CNN and told us that there will be emergency aid that's there. FEMA. So these are the things that I'm really excited to see if we're going to get the support that's really needed right now. I see we have Evie on the line. Yes, we want to actually send out all this love to everyone. Thank you so much, Ms. Everidge, for bringing this opportunity for me to go to the people and let them know some top tips that would help them get through this next phase that we're all experiencing around the globe. Outside of banking and food, we also need to take consideration for our mental health. In times like this, I felt like I was a happy introvert until the weeks began to dwindle. Having one of these smartwatches that let you know that you typically go over 10,000 steps a day started to get to me by having to be inside constantly. Fortunately, I was able to get a grasp and actually look at podcasting as an element of just getting the human connection. I ask that people take this time out to check on the elders in your community. Take the time to spend with the young people because as we're relying on social media to keep us connected as we're going through the pandemic, it's most important that we actually stay deeply rooted in reaching out to family. Keep in mind that all of the elders that raised us, these are the ones that we should turn to in times like this, to Sankofa, turn and look back. Spending time with family members, reaching out, calling them daily, making sure that they have the food and necessities that are needed. I witnessed something on social media today, and I want to share with you to make us more sensitive to our elders. There was a young woman in her 20s entering Walmart, and there was an elderly couple parked in the disabled handicapped spot. The woman was in the passenger seat, and her husband began to beat on the window, signaling the young lady to come towards them. The old lady rolled the window down just a little bit and told the young woman that she was afraid to go inside the store. It wasn't until in that moment that I realized that our elders cannot be forgotten in times like this. When I was a child, I was used to my uncle going down the road and bringing the fish, the blue crab, the fresh produce, and there was an overabundance that we relied on blanching the greens. And if they were wilted because they were disposed of, my mother raised me to take those same greens and put them in a bucket of cold water, and then, honey, they would just be just as fresh. Those days are behind us, but yet they're a reminder of what's in front of us. And also, there are solutions. Please don't look away from the elders. Turn to them for the information that we need today. They are truly the question and the answer. So when we look at our own mental health and what's coming ahead, keep in mind that this is just not something that we're going to deal with in 2020, but the side effects will come into the upcoming year. Gird yourself, knowing that your mental health and even going to fellowship with others in church, it doesn't stop with self-quarantine. Now is the opportunity for us to really walk by faith, reach out and fellowship with people using platforms like this podcast, as well as staying connected, just calling someone. Growing up, I remember my mom would say, if someone crossed your mind, do one of two things. Number one, pray for them. And last but not least, child, just reach out, let a sister or brother know that you're thinking about them. This is important for our mental health in times like this, so please, please, please show some love. Two more tips before we're out of here. So we have covered finance, we've covered food, we've covered mental health. But let's look at faith. In times like this, I really got a little aggravated this week hearing people just throw their whole faith-based system out the door, filled with fear. I warn you that that's how illnesses get in. You know, we're not built like that. We've come through so much, no matter where you are on the planet. You know that our people are very resilient. If we've come this far, surely a little cough will not take us out. We've got to use our faith and get rid of the fear. Several weeks ago, by March 1st, I had been in the house for 2 weeks and decided I needed a social media fast because I realized I got 24 hours in a day like you do, but I was hearing too much negativity on the news about the coronavirus. And now that everything has become real, I mean really real to the rest of the world, I find myself wanting to take that energy and turn it around and redirect it in a way that will be healing for us as a people. Yes, to know that the faith is going to carry us through, that's most important. Please do not get caught up in images that you see, but take the fact of your faith that will bring us through. Now that we've covered faith, food, finance, all of the above, last but not least, the final tip that I have for you guys to get us through this coronavirus epidemic is share. Don't share the cost, but share. We have so many resources, whether it's having an extra bag of rice, whether it's having the right information, or whether it's just sharing the love. It's important right now. It's detrimental to all things to walk in fear, and the solution is to share the love. Ms. Everidge came through and shared the love on the social media platform that brought me and many, many people to you guys today. Share this information. Tell the world about CRS. Share some music. Don't ever forget that music is universal and has connected us, has been our healing source all this time. Share the love and, you know, share a song. If every day you can commit to sharing some love to another sister, make that your commitment. Share the love. If every day you can take the time as your children are going out of school to take time for an in-home homeschool session, share the love. Everything that we need to get through the coronavirus, we already have it. On the downside, around the world, people are warning others, if you have it, don't go to the hospital, because in some countries, the ICU is now in the hallway. People who work at the hospitals, in an effort to try to help heal others, we have to pray and lift them up that they will also be protected. Self-quarantine is not necessarily a bad thing. It reminds me of the last quote from the wonderful Maya Angelou before she transitioned. She once said, "In the quietude, I heard the voice of God." Let's say that again. "In the quietude, I heard the voice of God." That means when we're alone and aware, we will hear the voice of God, that first mind, that third eye, and we will remember to follow that advice. Yes, yes, yes. Before I leave you guys today, I want you to say something with me, just so you won't forget this today's show of Freedom Friday. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. We're not in control for what's going on around us, but we are totally in control of what's going on inside of us. My name is Queen Sunny, and this has been the very first episode of Freedom Friday. Have a wonderful weekend and be blessed.